You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As we continue our coverage today on down ballot and local elections in the 2020 cycle, we're now going to talk to some officials, down ballot politicians from around the state of Illinois. Because it would be impossible to cover the hundreds of down ballot races in all 102 counties across the state and give each candidate equal time, what we've done is put together a panel of elected officials from different counties, all of whom are running uncontested races, meaning they don't have a challenger this particular election year. And while they're running uncontested, your ballot and county may be different, and there may very well be a competitive race for some of these positions you're going to be voting for. So the goal of this discussion today is to provide you, our listeners, with some context and understanding of what people in these less covered elected offices actually do. And we hope that you come away with it with a sense of what they do, how you can feel engaged and informed in your voting for these down ballot races, and why local politics is important to you and to your community. So joining us now are Julia Reitz. She's a four-term Champaign County State's Attorney running unopposed this cycle for a fifth term as a Democrat. Hello, Julia. Welcome to the 21st.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We also have Rob Russell. He's two-term Kane County coroner running unopposed for a third term this November as a Republican. Hello, Rob. Welcome to you to the 21st.
For having me. Great to be here.
And we also have Neil Muhammad. Neil is a Democratic candidate for DeKalb County Board, District 9, running unopposed, and also a former Democratic primary candidate for Illinois' 16th Congressional District for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2018. You may have also seen Neil as a Jeopardy contestant back in 2018. Hello, Neil. Welcome to you to the 21st.
That always seems to come up when I do any sort of radio appearance. So thanks for mentioning it. And thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes, we will hope you you don't have to phrase your answers in the form of a question on the 21st. I'm sure you've never heard that before either. Listeners, we do want to invite you into our conversation. Our lines are open for the rest of the show. We want to take your questions and comments. The number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. If you've ever wanted to ask a state's attorney a question, or a county board member, or say to a coroner, what is a coroner? What do you do? This is your opportunity. Give us a call. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. Julie, I want to begin with you. You're the Champaign County State's Attorney running, as I said, unchallenged for a fifth term. For those who may not be familiar, just what exactly does the job of State's Attorney entail?
So the state's attorney really has two main responsibilities, the one people really know about and then the one that they don't, but is equally important and maybe in some senses for this conversation a bit more important in some ways. So the state's attorney is the chief prosecutor for the county. And I always say to, you know, young people when I go speak at like schools, I don't know why we call it the state's attorney, because I'm not responsible for the entire state of Illinois. Illinois is divided up into 102 counties, and each county has a series of elected county officials, the state's attorney being one. So I am the chief prosecutor for Champaign County, and that is with regards to the prosecution of state criminal offenses. And then the other main responsibility is that we are the lawyer for county government. So all the other county elected officials, appointed officials, government bodies, the state's attorney's office serves as legal counsel for those entities and organizations. So anything from the sheriff gets sued because something happens in the jail to a construction project to some kind of issue going on in the county board, legislation, a wide variety of issues we're involved in on the civil side as lawyer for county government.
Okay. So this week we asked our Text the 21st group whether they had questions about some of these down ballot races. And Rob, we actually got a voicemail from David in Champaign with a question for you.
Hi, my name is David and I live in Champaign. I was wondering why the position of coroner is an elected position, because not knowing much about it, to me, it seems like it shouldn't be a position where you can have differing political interpretations of what to do, since the job seems pretty objective. So I was curious how the two parties interpret the purpose of the position differently. Thank you.
Okay, so I wonder if you could first describe what a coroner does and then answer David's question about what difference political party might make in running for that role.
Well, I would say the political party makes absolutely no difference. What you're looking for is a philosophy. Excuse me. My name is Rob Russell. I've been elected for 8 years. Before that, I was a cop. I was a DuPage County deputy sheriff. I've got a bachelor's in sociology and a master's in political and justice studies. And why that's important is I think when people go to the ballot box and they try to choose whoever they would like, they need to know the background of the person that they're voting for. And the only requirement as of right now for someone to run for coroner is that they must be over 18 years of age and they must be a U.S. citizen. Beyond that, it is the due diligence of the voter to choose the best person. So this discussion is actually right in my wheelhouse because I am, a political and justice major. So it's very good that I'm very happy to be part of this. What does a coroner do? Well, the Illinois compiled statutes, they give us what our job description is. It's within the county chapter, which is 55 chapter. We are a law enforcement post. Most people do not realize that. Most people that watch CSI and those types of shows, even Quincy, from years and years ago, they think that we are a medical position. We are not at all. We are an investigative post. We're also administrative. Our jurisdiction is pretty much limited to death. So we're looking for the two main things, a cause and a manner of death. Now, when it comes to there's only a few things you can look at when it comes to death. And there really is no political way to look at that, and nor should there be. And if there is a candidate who comes to the table with some kind of political agenda, I'm going to ask you, please do not vote for them, because this, especially in this post, it is very, very important not to do that. Our cases can overlap into both the civil and criminal incidents. So we're not, in the police field, when I was a police officer, I didn't have any jurisdiction in the civil field, and we always did civil assists, but we didn't have any jurisdiction. And in this field, we do have some jurisdiction because it can matter whether somebody committed suicide or it was an accidental death, especially when it comes to insurances.
Yeah. So we need to take a quick break. We're going to continue this discussion for the rest of the program today. Listeners, if you have questions about the jobs of coroner or county board member or state's attorney, this is your opportunity to ask about them. The number is 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're dedicating our entire program today to down-ballot races, and for the rest of the hour, we're speaking with three local elected officials in different counties around Illinois. They're all running in uncontested races in 2020. The idea was we didn't want to get into party differences or why this candidate is better than that candidate. We just want to help give you a better understanding of what these races are, what these positions do in whichever county you're listening in. And listeners, we do want to hear from you. Our lines are open at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. If you have a question about what a coroner or a state's attorney or a county board member does, now is your chance to ask one directly. Any questions about down ballot races, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And I should say we're speaking with Julia Reitz, who's a Champaign County state's attorney running for a fifth term as a Democrat, two-term Kane County coroner Rob Russell, who's running unopposed as a Republican, and Neil Muhammad, who is a candidate for DeKalb County Board District 9, also unopposed, and a former Democratic primary U.S. House candidate in 2018. Neil, I want to bring you into the conversation. This is, as I said, you're running for your first term, District 9 at the DeKalb County Board. What decisions does someone who makes on a county board, what decisions do they make, be it in DeKalb or any other county in Illinois?
Well, I think the best way to understand the role of the county board is really as a taxing authority. So, you know, here in Illinois, everyone's minds go, for obvious reasons, to the question of property tax. And I think one of your earlier panelists mentioned the ballot initiative that's on the ballot this year related to taxation. Locally, you know, the county board is responsible for the collection of not just property tax, but also other, you know, fuel taxes, things of that nature. And then, of course, the allocation of those funds. And most funding locally, certainly here in DeKalb County and any other county in Illinois, is going to be going to the various school districts across the county, of course. But then beyond that, the county board is responsible for allocating resources to departments such as, you know, coroner's department, state's attorney's department, that, you know, to our other panelists' races, the sheriff, the Department of Public Health. And in doing so, the county board is really responsible, I think, for making decisions on priorities. You know, where do we want to allocate our scarce resources in the public interest? So the county board's real impact, I would say, primarily is through that mechanism. When it comes to the question of specific policies, it's generally, again, through the budget setting process. So one quick example I'll throw out here to finish the point is, over the last year, our DeKalb County Board, in response to community concerns about police violence, allocated money and mandated its use to the Sheriff's Department for body cameras. So the County Board is not going to necessarily set internal Sheriff's Department policy, but we can affect the operation of these departments through what we choose to allocate scarce public resources towards.
And zoning, as a reporter who got his start covering the Will County Board many years ago, zoning seemed to be also, at least in unincorporated areas, one of the big things that a county deals with, much as a city government would for incorporated areas. Yeah. We have a caller on the line. The number is 800-222-9455. Dave in Springfield, welcome to the 21st. What's your question?
Hi, my question is geared towards the coroner position, state's attorney. In comparison to municipal elections, those are run as nonpartisan. Is there a good explanation as to why those two positions are considered partisan races? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Good question. Julia Reitz, I wonder if you want to handle that one. What makes a Democratic state's attorney versus a Republican state's attorney, in your view?
Well, I think the state's attorney position is maybe more partisan than the coroner position, although I think the coroner position by statute also has the ability to act as the sheriff if the sheriff is incapacitated or if that office is vacant. So I think that's really more where the politics come into the coroner role as opposed to what the coroner actually does. But as far as the state's attorney is concerned, I suppose that one could say that one's approach to criminal justice could have political ramifications. I mean, certainly now, as we're looking at criminal justice reform, there is a generalization, I think, you know, which I'm going to, I'm.
Yep. Did we lose you? Okay, I think we might have had a little issue with our Zoom connection there. So, Rob, I guess I'm going to ask you to weigh in on this. You mentioned a little earlier that you don't... Oh, Julie, are you back?
Yeah. Oh, do I keep...
Sorry, we lost your Zoom connection for a minute there.
Oh, so... I'm sorry.
That's all right. Glad to have you back.
I've been talking on here.
If you just want to, reiterate the point you were making there, that we, you talked about criminal justice reform, and certainly we heard earlier in this hour, and that is something that has been getting national attention, particularly in bigger cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, where you've seen these, you know,
right,
so-called reform-minded prosecutors come in. Is that something how has that looked from your position, I guess, to see this change in the way certain electorates are electing their prosecutors?
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, I've been around for quite a while, and so I've seen the change happening. And what I was saying is I think it it could be easy to generalize a prosecutor as a Republican or a Democrat, and therefore their position on criminal justice reform follows. But I also think across the board that prosecutors have seen our role in criminal justice reform as significant and important, and we want to be part of the conversation. So I think it is political, but yet I want to advocate for my profession and say that we all across the board, we want to be part of the conversation of criminal justice reform. So it might not be quite as clearly D versus R as it might be, you know, easy to say. Does that?
Yeah, no, that makes
question?
Sense. Rob, I wonder if you have a perspective on this. I mean, the caller asked, Dave asked about, nonpartisan elections we have for municipal governments. Is that something that you think would be appropriate to look at for a position like coroner?
Well, sure. I think it definitely could go that way. I mean, and the township level, I know there's a lot of discussion on the township level. There are many township positions that are not Republican or Democrat. As a matter of fact, I think most of them aren't. But why, politically speaking, I think that, yeah, I mean, if it was an independent thing, I think that's good. Because I think on the local level, you really need to not look at the actual D or R or independent or green or whatever. You need to look at the person. And, that will tell a lot. And as far as the coroner, why is it important that the coroner's elected? I think it's very important, number one, because we are a law enforcement post. Number two, because of a concept called separation of powers. When you have a coroner, let's say, who could possibly be beholden to a county chairman, you may have a conflict of interest there. For instance, what happens if the sheriff is in charge of the coroner? Well, then you have a death in the jail. What happens then? Excuse me. Several hundred years ago, we had, people talk about, let's represent one person and then appoint everybody else. Well, we kind of had a system like that. It was called a monarchy. It was a very efficient form of government. The problem is that when it came to the individual and to the individual's voice, there wasn't so much voice available. We serve the entire county when it comes to the coroner's office. And I really think it's important that this office stay elected because of the fact that, we need that separation of powers. And there's been incident after incident after incident where coroners have had to be that voice for the dead. I mean, every case that we have, we are the voice for the dead. And sometimes that voice may be different than others that are in power, but mm-hmm. we are beholden to the people. So if we ever look to ourselves and become the only reason why something is done, we are accountable to the people. It's the people's job to get us out. Because if we're not reflecting what it is that is the will of the people, then, however, if we're appointed, the only way we're going to get out is if we make somebody mad.
Yeah. Well, let's talk. I'm glad you brought up the people. And Neil, I want to ask you, we got another text from Brian in Pekin, no relation, who says, at this point, I have lost faith in not only federal government, but also local. I see many amendments made to benefit only the local government and not what is best for the communities. Politics are determined by personal gain and friendships versus what is best for the economy and growth of communities, unquote. So, Neil, I should point out that you're running unopposed, but this would be your first term as a county board member in DeKalb County. But I wonder, what would you say to a potential voter like Brian who feels this way, and anyone who's lost faith in not only the federal government, but local government?
Sure. And I can, I'll speak obviously from the perspective of a resident of DeKalb. I can't speak to what is or isn't going on in Pekin, but
sure, but I'm sure you encounter this attitude from voters, potential voters
sure.
in your area too.
Sure. Yeah. I can say here in DeKalb County, since our last election, we've actually been 12-12 Democrats and Republicans on the DeKalb County Board. And yet I would submit that actually folks do a pretty good job in acting in the public interest and, again, balancing those difficult priorities that are come along with the tax base that has to be managed by the county board. And that's, again, in the case of law enforcement, Brian, you mentioned earlier, and I really dropped the ball there, not mentioning zoning, something that we've tackled recently. is developing land use ordinance for renewable power. So, you know, we all, a lot of us might worry, rightly so, about how we're going to move to a green economy to forestall climate change. Well, where the rubber meets the road is that you got to build wind turbines and solar farms somewhere. And that is a key function that the county board here has had to deal with that I think, frankly, is 100% in the public interest. I do understand, though I don't want to be too glib, that public trust in our electoral process is very precious, and frankly, it's suffering right now. I, you know, say that both as an aspiring public official as well as somebody in a former career who used to teach political science at the University of Michigan. So I understand that voters feel alienated. I would push back, though, a little bit, I think, on the questioner in the sense that the bar for participating in local politics, I think, is a lot lower than maybe people realize. One quirk of the United States political system is that you don't really need to get permission to run for public office. You do need to go out and get a lot of signatures and fill out some paperwork and drop it off. But there is no one, I mean, literally in the purest possible sense, there is no one stopping anybody from running for county board, city council, what have you. So when folks do feel that alienation from the process, I would just guess I would challenge them and put a little bit of the onus on them to get involved with the issues they think are most important. If there's something that your city government, your county government, you think they're doing something to act in an interest other than in the public interest, well, you can do something about that, especially in these local races where, frankly, not to be too much of a pessimist, but turnout tends to be low, especially in non-presidential election years. You can impact a whole lot of things either by running for your office yourself or helping support candidates you believe in, or even just writing a letter to the editor. There are so many opportunities to get involved. And I would just, you know, implore folks to find one of those. If you are finding your faith tested a little bit by what's happening in politics nationally.
Okay. And I think that optimistic note, that hopeful note of being able to participate in the elected process in democracy here is a good place to end our conversation. We have been speaking with Neil Muhammad, who's a Democratic candidate for DeKalb County Board, running unopposed. Also, two-term Kane County Coroner Rob Russell, who's running unopposed as a Republican, and I should say Neil is a Democrat, and Julia Reitz, who is the four-term Champaign County State's Attorney, running unopposed this cycle for a fifth term as a Democrat. Julia, Rob, and Neil, thank you so much for joining us and talking about what local elected officials do today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
And that is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do want to encourage you to sign up for our texting group. As you may have heard, we got a lot of interesting feedback from listeners that we incorporated into the show today. If you want to be a part of this, if you want to be a part of helping to shape our conversations here on the 21st, it's very easy to sign up. You just text the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to the number 217-803-0730. The number again, 217-803-0730. Just text the word TALK to that number. And you can find that number and everything else, other way to contact us, email, voicemail, is at our website, 21stshow.org. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.